I wanted to remind everyone that this is a good time to get your flu vaccine and that it is not too late. Typically, we start in October, and now here we are nearing Thanksgiving already, and I know some people have forgotten or just slipped their mind that it was time to get your flu vaccine. I do have vaccine available, and it's quite easy to come in and get your flu shot.
So is this typically the flu season then, or are we gearing up for the flu season?
The flu season begins. Typically, it seems like on the East Coast and travels across, and sometimes during that Christmas holiday season of traveling is when it makes its way back to Alaska. They tell us that often our flu season is more in January, February, and even early March. And to get your protection from this year's flu vaccine, you need about 2 weeks, having it on board in your system for 2 weeks before you're going to have the protection that it would give you. So it's a good time to get your vaccine, and I have plenty.
What type of people should be thinking about getting a flu shot?
You know, actually, when you look at all the people that they're recommending, it's pretty much everyone. But specifically, they did target people who have asthma or chronic lung or heart problems, people who are over 50. But then in the last couple of years, they said that really children need that protection once they're 6 months of age and up into 18 years of age even. You know, a lot of our teens are busy, busy. They travel here and there with sports and school activities and can get run down. So all healthcare workers. And then they add that people who take care of these people who might have high-risk problems need to get their flu vaccine so that they don't get the flu from the person they're taking care of or give it to the person they're taking care of.
The flu vaccine, it protects you against a particular type or types of influenza.
Right. It does cover three different types of flu viruses. They look at both, you know, in the U.S. and internationally, and they do come up with a slightly different formula each year. And this formula is consistent across, you know, if you got it here in Alaska or if you got it in another state, it would be the same formulation.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, over 200,000 people are hospitalized annually because of influenza, and about 36,000 people die each year, mostly the elderly, from complications from influenza. Influenza can be a very serious medical issue. Strom would like to tell you about an alternative to the flu shot injection that will be available for children.
I do have a limited supply of the nasal spray, which for some people who are really adverse to getting a shot, they may find this appealing. But this is, instead of an inactivated or killed vaccine, which the shot is, this is a live weakened flu virus, and so has a slight potential for giving you some mild flu-like symptoms for maybe a day afterwards. And we are giving this only to children, 2 to 18 years old this year, and that's because of the cost. It's not that only children could get it. Adults could get it also from a private provider, perhaps.
The state of Alaska participates in a federally funded program called Vaccines for Children, which enables the Public Health Center to offer vaccines for children at no cost. However, adults do have to pay a fee. In addition to the flu shots, Strom would like to let parents know about a few other vaccines available.
Some of the newer vaccines that we have recently had, there's one for meningitis, meningococcal vaccine, and one for the HPV, or human papillomavirus. And if you have teens in your household and you have not checked into these vaccines, I would encourage you to do so because they are available, like I said, at this time for no cost. But very soon, because of the huge cost of all of this, they're looking at having to charge for this meningitis and the HPV or Gardasil vaccine.
For more information about vaccines, you can call the Public Health Center at 874-3615 or stop in and see them at 215 Front Street in the Caden Building downtown. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to noon and from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. This is Kelly Decker reporting for KSDK.